Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. Welcome. All right, so today we're going to talk about the difference between winning and dreaming and quitting. All right, so it kind of goes on the old saying, winners are just dreamers who never quit, right? So let's break that down just a little bit. If you are a dreamer, but you don't have action, so you're sitting around, you're talking about, one day I'd like to do this. I hope this happens if I won the lottery, right? And so you're talking about a lot of stuff that you want to do. You're dreaming, but you have no action. You're just hoping. You're wishing. You're one daying is what I like to call it. And that's okay for a time. But at what point are you going to say sitting around and talking about what I want is not enough? Right? And so that's one way to live. Another way to live is acting without dreaming. So when you're acting without dreaming, you might have an amazing work ethic, but you're like a hamster on the wheel, right? You're working really, really, really hard, but yet you're not getting anywhere, right? Because you kind of, at some point in your life, you got on the hamster wheel. Maybe that was your dream before you got on that wheel and now you're going, and you just can't see a bigger picture or bigger perspective. You're not lifting your head up to see farther, right? Or you're getting on the hamster wheel of, let me just make enough to pay my bills. I'll live for the nights and the weekends and for retirement, right? So which way do you want to live? Dream without action or action without dream? Well, I mean, there's a third option, right? So dreaming and action. And so, thinking about how can we balance those, right? How can we say, hey, I really want to go after this thing in life, whatever that thing is, and I want to do something about it. So like right now, I have dozens of business owners who, they might have a side gig or they might have, something that they're working on to build their business. A lot of speakers, trainers, and coaches around the world actually have been reaching out to me lately because they've heard that I run membership groups. And many of you loyal listeners, you've already heard of this, so I'm not going to talk about that. But I started dreaming right as COVID was happening, I started dreaming, what would it be like if I had a community of people, right? So I wasn't worried about, going out and, finding one and done keynotes and trainings anymore, although I still do those. But it was more like, what if we could get a group of people together and we could do life together? And so what has happened is that we've got several groups that all have a different focus. Like one is purely leadership. One is purely kind of personal spiritual development, if you will. So going a little bit higher into that personal development factor. One is purely just to build your business. And another one is just for coaches. Like how deep can we go in the coaching process? And I love that we have different focuses. And yeah, there's a lot of overlap between the groups. But the thing that I really, really love about it is that no matter what focus you have, you come in the group and the group is there for you. It becomes this family, right? And so you come into the family and you say, this is where I'm at. This is where I'd like to be. So in essence, this is my dream, right? This is, if I could do anything, this is what I would do. And then guess what happens? Well, the group says, that's awesome. What are you going to do to make that happen? And so there's inherent in the model is the dream and the action and the accountability and the support. So when you try something and you fail, because failure is not the opposite of success, failure is a part of success. So when that happens, you have people there who can help you. When you have a big win, you have people there that can celebrate with you. Right? So it's not necessarily even just the content that we give, because quite frankly, people can access content anywhere. It is the support. It is the encouragement. It is the community that we have of people who support each other. So that is a really good business model because, again, like I said, people don't need more content. You can AI all kinds of things, right? but they need connection and community and support. And so all of these, business folks are like, oh my gosh, show me how to do this. Absolutely. Let me come show you, right? Because I'm further down the line, at least in this one thing, with the dreaming and the doing. So I'm very happy to do that. So if you're interested in that, we will have a webinar. Actually, you know, I've got a lot of stuff going on. We've got the retreat coming up at the end of May. We've got a VIP event that's added on to that about the 7 levels of awareness. And then we've got this as well. And we're starting a free circling group. So circling is just another way to really kind of deeply relate to somebody in an easy, safe atmosphere. So I'm going to put links for all of that in the description. You go check them out, see if it's right for you. If you find that you have questions about it, just let me know. Okay. But what I'm saying is that I changed my business model to really reflect the needs of the people I was serving. And throughout that, I learned a lot. And so now I get to be able to, you know, teach people how to do this. Now, here's the thing. When we're in this dreaming and action phase, oftentimes, we think, some people, you know, that when they use terms like manifesting, right, they think, I'm going to sit around for 80 to 90% of my time and just dream something, and then I might go do something. Now, listen, that might work for some things. And it's actually worked for me in the past for a few things. So I'm not going to knock it per se, but I would say the overall majority, I'll tell you what I do. All right. Here's what I do that I know that works for me. I know that if I spend 20% of my day, so that's like, you know, 2, 3, maybe 4 hours throughout the day working on me. So that is the dreaming part, right? So that's thinking about my business, planning for my business, doing creative work, doing my own personal study. When I do that, the rest of the whole entire day is serving people, whether it be here with you or whether it be with one-on-one clients or doing trainings, whatever. So I shoot for, now this is a general because some days it's more or less, but I shoot for 20% of my day is in that dreaming category, right? So somebody could look at me from the outside and think I'm not doing anything, okay? And then 80% of the time is the action. And it's really simple action too, right? It's looking at, so for example, I'm actually looking at my to-do list right now. Like I do have the podcast listed on it every day, as some of you know. I haven't been as consistent with it lately. There's lots of different reasons for that, but it is what it is. I'm getting back on. Honestly, I'm more concerned about, am I in the right energy as I'm recording than I am if I'm being consistent every single day. So my idea of consistency has changed from, yes, just do it every day to, am I in the right energy as I do it? Okay. So anyway, there's the podcast, there's a private Facebook group, there's, sending out an email, I'm working on the coaching book. All of those things actually go on every single day. It's just, I'm going to touch them a little bit differently. So for example, this weekend I had a large number of hours by myself. So I worked on the coaching book. It was easy to get in flow and do it, right? Today is Wednesday. So you're looking at, so many hours of one-on-one and group sessions today, right? So it's heavy on the action, a little less on the dreaming. But tomorrow is my day off and I'll have a little bit more dreaming and a little less action. So again, you know, this is a general thing, but we've got to have them both, okay? Because a winner is a dreamer who never quit, okay? But then when you're thinking about your dream, I really want you to be focusing on not just what you're doing and who you're doing it with and things like that, but really focus on who are you going to be as a person. So for example, I remember, several years ago thinking, boy, wouldn't it be cool if I got to support business owners and coaches? And I thought, well, who do I need to be in order to do that? And so I immediately started to think about, well, I have to be productive. So what does that mean? Well, I've got to have some systems in place. I got to, make sure that I know what I know and I'm confident in what I know and that I know how to share that with people. I also realized that I needed to have a sense of meaning, a sense of purpose beyond just doing stuff. What were we actually going to do when we were together? So being a person of value and meaning and saying, I want to do life with people who are like that. And so as I'm, you know, kind of attracting people to whether it be build their business or go deeper into just connecting and relating with each other, that's what I'm thinking of is, oh my gosh, I dreamed this so many years ago. And look, now we're doing it. And there's a sense of a huge amount of gratitude, actually, for what is occurring in my life right now. Now, listen, I'm going to be completely honest. There's a lot of things in my life right now that I'm struggling with, just like you guys. You know, I've been hit a little bit hard in the last year or so. I've been doing well, but have you ever got to a point in your life where, yeah, the stack of things just keeps going and going and going and you don't feel like you're making a dent? That's kind of where I'm at right now. And I get to do all these lovely, wonderful things with all these people that I just described, right? And that's life. So I guess what I'm saying here is, you know, if you had to put yourself in one of those three categories, which would it be? Are you a dreamer that doesn't act? Are you an actor that doesn't dream? Or are you a winner that's a dreamer that never quit? Okay. And which one do you want to be in? And what will you do? What's your next action step? Okay. So your next action step actually might be to go look at those links I'm going to put in the description and see if one of those options or more are there for you. Some of them have no cost to them. Some of them have a cost, but it's really, I think the thing that is the most expensive, if I'm thinking correctly, is less than $100. So if you're really looking to invest in something, these might be options for you. Okay. So with that, go dream and act and never quit. I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day, and we'll catch you next time. All right, bye-bye.